The real magnitude of his adventure did not hit Jimmy Pack until he reached the coast of the Cylindrical Sea. Until now, he had been over known territory. Barring a catastrophic structural failure, he could always land and walk back to base in a few hours. That option no longer existed. If he came down in the sea, he would probably drown, quite unpleasantly, in its poisonous waters. And even if he made a safe landing in the southern continent, it might be impossible to rescue him before Endeavour had to break away from Rama's sunward orbit. He was also acutely aware that the foreseeable disasters were the ones most unlikely to happen. The totally unknown region over which he was flying might produce any number of surprises. Suppose there were flying creatures here who objected to his intrusion. He would hate to engage in a dogfight with anything larger than a pigeon. A few well-placed pecks could destroy Dragonfly's aerodynamics. Yet if there were no hazards, there would be no achievement, no sense of adventure. Millions of men would gladly have traded places with him now. He was going not only where no one had ever been before, but where no one would ever go again. In all of history, he would be the only human being to visit the southern regions of Rama. Whenever he felt fear brushing against his mind, he could remember that. He had now grown accustomed to sitting in midair with the world wrapped around him. Because he had dropped 2 kilometers below the central axis, he had acquired a definite sense of up and down. The ground was only 6 kilometers below, but the arch of the sky was 10 kilometers overhead. The city of London was hanging up there near the zenith. New York, on the other hand, was the right way up, directly ahead.
"Dragonfly," said Hub Control, "you're getting a little low, 2,200 meters from the axis."
"Thanks," he replied. "I'll gain altitude. Let me know when I'm back at 20.
This was something he'd have to watch. There was a natural tendency to lose height, and he had no instruments to tell him exactly where he was. If he got too far away from the zero gravity of the axis, he might never be able to climb back to it. Fortunately, there was a wide margin for error, and there was always someone watching his progress through a telescope at the hub. He was now well out over the sea, pedaling along at a steady 20 kilometers an hour. In 5 minutes, he would be over New York. Already, the island looked rather like a ship, sailing forever round and round the cylindrical sea.